It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. We know there's a stereotype about people who host talk radio shows and those who listen. Claude Steele told us last week we're all victims of one stereotype or another, and that affects our behavior and decisions. Leslie Morrison emailed to tell us she can relate. I am visually impaired, and despite having a master's degree, am treated like I don't have a brain, am incapable, and not smart. It's very frustrating having to show people I'm capable despite having a disability. Another listener, Jim in South Carolina, added, I was a member of the Boston Police Department in the 80s and 90s, a pretty big, fit fellow. But when people found out I'm a huge fan of Judy Garland and Barbara Streisand, well, I was rather amused by the quizzical look on their faces. Then sometimes a few would avoid me, all because of who I liked as a singer. Many of you also filed reports on the state of the economy, and the results are decidedly mixed. For Linda Lux in St. Louis, our small fabricating business is booming. Lots of overtime and 6 temp workers. Looks like we'll be hiring. Charlotte in Columbus, Ohio, told a different story. Having survived 3 rounds of layoffs in a customer service call center, I am all too aware that my job will be moved to the Indian subcontinent under the guise of economic necessity just as soon as the current recession permits it. I'm staying put to let any layoff notice help me into job retraining. If this recession brings me the opportunity to train for another line of work in my twilight years, I will take it. Finally, the painful truth about adoption. After a Tennessee woman sent her adopted Russian son back to Moscow, KJ Delantonia told us, I get it. She wrote a piece about her own difficult experience with international adoption for Slate.com titled, I Did Not Love My Adopted Child, and many of you had your stories to share. Gabrielle Pearson in Kansas City wrote, We are trying to adopt from Russia, and I hope I love my child at the beginning. But it will be an adjustment for both of us, and for the child, it will be the hardest. Still, what makes the Tori Hansen case even worse is that it could ruin it for others of us. Because she apparently didn't seek any help and didn't go through proper channels, Russia may suspend adoptions and keep us from adopting our child. Well, we never actually finished our conversation with KJ Delantonia. We lost the Skype connection in mid-sentence, so she joins us today by phone from her home in New Hampshire. Nice to have you back with us.
Nice to be here. Thanks.
And we left off talking about the difficulties you had with the adoption of a 3-year-old from China, your daughter, whom you now love. But you did write this piece titled, I Did Not Love My Adopted Daughter. And we asked you if you worried someday she will find that column online and read it.
I expect that someday she'll find it online and read it. And I did think about that, and I still do. You know, Neil, she was here. She knows that we had a tough summer and a hard time learning to adjust to each other. And you know, I have 4 kids. I have told them the truth about everything in their lives except for one thing. And, you know, this isn't going to be any different. I hope that knowing that we grew to love each other and that our love for and affection was hard-won is maybe going to help her understand how very, very strong it is. I don't think she has any doubt about it now. I hope she doesn't when she's a teenager.
All right, I have to ask, what's the one thing you haven't told them about?
Santa Claus.
Well.
Hey, you know, sex I can explain, death. All the tough stuff, but everybody deserves Santa Claus, right?
Everybody deserves Santa Claus. KJ, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.
KJ Delantonia, we've posted a link to her column on our website. Go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation. She's a writer and contributor to Slate.com and joined us by phone from her home in New Hampshire. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.